All right, so a thing that I saw on Professor Jiang is he explained that the reason why the US military, or it's like who created most of the world's internet infrastructure, like, they laid the original pipes that are still in use. It was the US military. And they did it for free, quote unquote. And what's the reason? The reason why is because at the bare metal level, they are able to monitor all traffic. And this is something that's owned by, the CIA, Israel, you get it. And another thing is that I think, so you talked about Telegram. Well, Telegram is like a multi-billion dollar corporation. I think the creator, it's like France, the government tried to throw him in jail. Yeah, they fucked him up. Yeah. But I honestly think that could just be fake. Because, like, remember how, Donald Trump, he's supposed to get, like, shot and he, like, survived? That was, like, completely fake. They did a sloppy job. Like, you can see how, they operate the crane and they lower the flag into place to make it look cool after the bullet goes off. And the security, they like usher photographers up to like take pictures of that shit. And that was within like 10 seconds of like the bullet going off, man. So that shit's fake. So I think, like, first of all, if Telegram is a multi-billion dollar company, then it's probably subverted and they're just tricking you into using it. The second thing is that the whole heroic story of, I think it's Pavel Durov, like, oh, boo hoo, the Jews threw him in prison and it was like so brutal, boo hoo. Like, that's giving you a false sense of security. That's like, can you follow that nigga? And I don't really give a shit about this. Like, I'm still gonna use Telegram. And it's just a logical way of thinking about it, if you ask me.